All around Oxford there are offices full of CDs. These offices belong to music professors, lecturers in sound art and composition, art gallery owners and staff at the BBC. Through people sending in CDs to be included in programmes, radio shows or festival lineups, fascinating collections of music and sound art unofficially gather around the desks of people working in the city. In Office Raid, we will reclaim from dusty shelves the CDs that have gotten lost in the never-ending onslaught of office work and take a moment to contemplate a track from the unofficial archives of Oxford's music experts. This week, I have raided Paul Dibley's office. Dr. Paul Dibley is the senior lecturer in music and electronic media at Oxford Brookes, and he has an extremely extensive and exciting selection of CDs beside his desk. I picked a CD out from his collection and got him to tell me about it and pick a track. Here is our interview.
So this was John D. Harrison, Professor John D. Harrison's birthday, 50th birthday. So it was sort of a surprise CD and party, which was also a concert. It ended up being quite a nice evening, a mixture of a sort of concert, but then party afterwards. So that was rather nice. So without John T. knowing, people had written 50 pieces in his honour. I mean, they were all about a minute long, give or take a few seconds. I'd probably go for Clink. Clink is by a chap called Simon Hall. Simon is a lecturer in music technology at Birmingham Conservatoire. He's also a very good trombonist and a very good composer as well. So, Clink. Yeah, so it's a track that's 1 minute 9 seconds long. I just like the fact it's kind of a bit fun as much as anything. It's sort of it takes, I think, John T's original piece Clang, which he wrote in 1980-ish, and he takes a sample from the beginning of that, and he's played around with that. So and then it sort of gets a sort of kind of fun sort of major chordy thing going on at the end. Does have quite a nice musical structure to it as well, so it's just a fun piece. And it's really interesting because some of the pieces are very sort of serious and very worthy, a lot of thought's gone into them, but there are some nice sort of fun pieces as well. So it's an interesting combination. So John T is well known for setting up BEAST, the Birmingham Electroacoustic Sound Theatre, and so a lot of these people have been his students over the years. I mean, he's been a lecturer at Birmingham for a very long time, and you'll find that many of the sort of electroacoustic composers and sort of music technology lecturers around the country are actually being taught by John T. His legacy of composition has been passed around quite considerably, really. So, good CD.
And were most of the things on this CD, would they be like that, like almost like a text on John T. Harrison's work, where they've done something with one of his ideas or one of his existing pieces or something, because it was for his 50th birthday?
Yes. I think pretty much every single one there was sort of taking something of John T.'s work and then sort of developing it somehow, so playing around with one of John T.'s pieces. So, yes, very much an homage to John T.
What did you do? Because you have a piece on there as well, I noticed.
I did exactly the same thing as Simon, actually. I took exactly the same sound and developed that. It's from Clang, a piece of, I think, apparently it's New Zealand pottery. I've been corrected. And just banging that and putting the lid down on the pan, and it makes a fantastic noise.
So that was Dr. Paul Dibley talking about a CD that was made by 51 composers in honour of John T. Harrison's 50th birthday. He specifically mentioned the track Clink, by Dr. Simon Hall. Join us again next week to hear more music raided from the offices of Oxford.